Holiday magic is in the air, and DSW's got all the shoes to make your season extra merry. Believe, you've got parties to attend and lists to check twice, so DSW is taking care of the details, like gifts to make their eyes all aglow, styles that bring joy to your world, brands everyone wants, like UGG, Nike, Birkenstock, and more, and deals to make your budget bright. Find the perfect shoes for you and yours at a DSW store near you or DSW.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Is it just me, or has TV gotten really complicated? I'm either endlessly searching for my favorite shows or subscribing to a dozen different streaming services to make sure I can watch everything I love. And I'm not even saving that much money compared to my old cable bill. Thankfully, Philo has changed all that for me. One service, all the stuff I need. Philo's got current seasons of the shows I can't miss live on networks like Paramount, A&E, MTV, Discovery, and TLC. Classics like The Office, Martin, and Friends that I never get sick of, and all of the incredible originals on AMC Plus, from Mad Men to Orphan Black. Don't forget their library of more than 75,000 movies and shows, all of which I can save and re-watch anytime for a whole year. Never miss a minute of shows like Gypsy Rose, Life After Lockup on Lifetime, Yellowstone, or Fatal Attraction. Best of all, with Philo, you get all this for just $28 a month. No contracts, no hassles. Just one subscription and a world of entertainment. So go to philo.tv and check it out for a free 7-day trial. That's philo.tv to start watching.
There's a great magic trick that has been played by Andrew Berry and Kevin Stefanski on the rest of the NFL that everyone blames the Deshaun Watson trade on Jimmy Haslam.
Can we get a guest on here that can try to hold these guys accountable in any sort of measure? I don't know that it's possible.
Yeah, but I think
we defend these guys now.
I think they think they're holding Jimmy Haslam accountable. I think that's what they think. I think they look at this and go, it was Jimmy's decision to make the trade, and I think that's where the problem lies, even though, and again, the Morning Boys have been on top of this, that Jimmy had to be talked into moving on from Baker Mayfield.
As the Morning Boys say. Which is not any, that's what they hear.
Yeah, that's true.
That doesn't actually mean that it's true, but it's just what they hear.
Well, doesn't that prove that it's not all Jimmy Haslam? Like if Jimmy Haslam had to be talked into it, what Svengali, what silver tongue devil talked him into it? It was some combination of DePodesta, Berry, and Stefanski. Ergo, why would anybody get a pass for that trade if they talked the impetuous owner into doing it?
The main point is that we can't get anybody to come on the station and say anything bad about Stefanski or Berry or anyone that isn't Jimmy Haslam. And I think it's really interesting. And I defend Stefanski. You know I do. I'm open on Berry. You want to have an argument about Berry? We can discuss Berry until the cows come home. But I think it's wild to me that everyone just wants to use Haslam as the pinata, and nobody wants to point any fingers to anybody else.
Yeah, and honestly, by the way, it's not just analysts. I mean, we will have 4, 5, 6 tweets per day. Kevin's not the problem. Fire Berry. Berry's not the problem. Fire Kevin. And it's interesting to see, like, you know, Mike said, Stefanski wins a lot of games. He's now a below 500 head coach.
Right.
Is this all just because they walked into the worst franchise in football and turned them into a 500 team? Is that all this is?
I think there's another layer to it. I think it's that, and I do think that is a part of it, but I think the other layer to it is that when you see Stefanski, you do think about somebody that is like a respectable member of society, and you know he's not an idiot, and you know he's buttoned up. And Andrew Berry is the same way, too. And Andrew Berry with the Howie Roseman ties, we know how deep that goes as well. I mean, any chance he gets, he just talks about his time in Philly and how Howie Roseman's the best GM in the league. Well, Howie Roseman talks to a lot of people across the league, so I bet that probably helps him out a lot as well. It's like, oh, yeah, these two guys, they got to figure it out. They're young, but they have it figured out. And I think there's a part of the NFL that doesn't want two people like that, two people that appear to be smart, appear to be buttoned up, aren't idiots, to fail.
Man, I just I think the way it seems, because again, in Mike, we talked about there's going to be a fall guy for this. It sure seemed like Deshaun's a fall guy. He can be on the payroll, but he's not going to be in the building. And that's the wave your wand, and that's going to be enough. Now, I think for some fans, that is going to be enough. I will say, I think for some fans, if the first thing they do on, I don't know, when the season ends on January, this is so hard, 6th, right? Did I do that right?
I think it's right. Yeah, it doesn't matter.
So January 7th, whatever that Monday is, they come out and go, we made a terrible mistake with the Deshaun trade. It's all of our decision, and we're going to be moving on from Deshaun. It's just basically paperwork. Either he'll be here, meaning he'll be here in name only. He's just going to get a check from us, or we're going to cut him. Whatever it is, I think Mayock and a lot of people think that that is enough, and that they present Deshaun as a fall guy for all this.
Were you surprised Mayock put Deshaun's name to it?
No.
And said it the way that he did? Because, no. I mean, that does in many respects, that's not really looking out for Andrew Berry.
Deshaun's the most villainized guy in the NFL. You couldn't pile on Deshaun enough.
I know, but the way that Mayock said it, it was so matter of fact, and it was so just kind of like, of course this is what you do, while completely ignoring the idea that the Browns haven't done it.
No, I'm not surprised.
Even if it's obvious to me and you that that's what should happen, he should never play another down with the Browns. He shouldn't be in a Browns uniform. It's just it's interesting how that's the line of thought. It's like, of course he shouldn't play anymore. But the Browns have not done that.
I also think it's really interesting where the discourse on drafting quarterbacks is. On one hand, Mike admitted he does not, as of right now, see a franchise quarterback in this draft, and he kind of has them all bunched together. On the other hand, he pretty much advocated for taking a quarterback in the draft.
Yes.
And what's interesting about that is,
so you find one you like and you take him.
It does fly contrary. It flies right in the face of what has been a time-honored axiom and thought process around the NFL is, if you're taking a quarterback with a top 10 pick, he better be a franchise quarterback.
Well, I think Mike was giving credence to the idea that you can like a quarterback. I think me and you read it into, you're going to have to follow. You're going to have to convince yourself you like this quarterback, and that's where it becomes a slippery slope.
No, I mean, here's the thing: they like them all. They're very. I mean, teams.
Look at what happened this last year. This last year, I think, told a lot of different teams. Whether you are Denver with Bo Nix, who was not supposed to be some great quarterback, that if you like it, just like a quarterback. You don't have to love a quarterback. Like a quarterback, and you believe in your process, and you believe you're good enough with quarterbacks that you can make them. You can make them work.
I'm not saying you can't make that work. But I will say, like, the danger of going from Baker to Deshaun to another Baker-esque quarterback, a quarterback you like but maybe don't love, I think the danger of that gets you fired as just about anything else. Like, again, if these guys really are the careerist, or if they're the sly maneuvers that we think they are, because, by the way, that's how you exist in the NFL. You have to be able to play the game in the NFL. If you are, the reason you went to Deshaun is because Deshaun would give you a chance to win every year, and that's how you keep your job. That's how you turn into a 10, you know,
well,
a 10, 15,
that,
20 year job.
Nick, the reality is that there's so few people that get to do the Howie Roseman, you have the job for 20 years, you know? And Mayock said it best right there. He's like, you got five or six guys in the league that he thinks are actual franchise quarterbacks. They're so few and far to get anyway.
216-474-0092. So Mike Mayock seems to really love Stefanski. And Barry, I'm just curious, when you guys hear NFL national analysts time and time again come on and say how much they like Stefanski and Barry, if you're out or if you doubt either or both guys, does that carry water for you? When we come back, though, the Browns' opportunity to do something that people around the NFL really love, but do you love it? 92.3 The Fan.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies Rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.